Hey, everybody. Welcome into Sports MacGuffins. This edition is recorded live in front of nobody. No, I'm kidding. In front of Ray Miggs, Blood Skulls Rock, and OKC Dark Sage. We're glad they could join us, along with Daryl and Corey, who are with me. Guys, it's good to be with you.
I'm Daryl.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, I'm here too.
So,
who are you?
Corey.
He's Why Corey. Did
you, I think they know because I'm the one that you didn't say.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah
you
exactly.
Gotta tell. You gotta identify yourself. You gotta be a professional, Corey.
Really?
Okay.
It's fine. I think it was okay.
I'm a professional.
I'm gonna start this off. I have my camera up, and there's a reason for it, and here it is.
The bet is fulfilled.
Oh, Nick has a Rockets jersey on. Stand up, Nick. I need to see it.
Yeah, show it. Yeah.
Show
and
me James
who's
Harden.
Who's that a jersey of, Nick?
Oh, this is beautiful.
James Harden.
Yeah.
Oh, you even have red shorts. This is good, Nick.
I had to match it. I had to style
it. Oh, it's beautiful, Nick.
I had to match it.
You still have a tag on that jersey, Nick.
Yeah, if anybody's in the market for a new Rockets jersey that's size medium, I'm selling it marked down.
With the tag still on.
Only once. Worn only
solid,
one
Nick.
Time. So the
solid.
Bet has been met. This is the only time I have to wear it, right?
I thought we had to go to dinner or something.
Do I have to wear it in public?
Yes.
I thought we did. I thought that was the bet.
Yeah.
Because we were going to meet for dinner, and I was going to buy you guys margaritas because that wasn't part of the bet. Okay, I like you both. You're both good competitors.
Wait, but we weren't. You said you wouldn't wear it out. Or no, you just said you wouldn't wear the OU version.
He wouldn't wear the OU one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
That's disappointing.
Nick thought he was going to get off easy, guys.
Yeah, I sure did. Well, so the people who are watching, and I'll link this in the episode description in case you're listening to it later, so that you can watch the humiliation. So let's get started on sports. We're here to talk to you about sports. By the way, real quick, we are Sports MacGuffins, in case we hadn't made that clear. We love to talk about sports, the world of sports, and even the far loopy side of sports where all the goofy stuff goes down. And then we're also a sports show that's for fans of all interest levels, whether you're a sports fan of the highest degree like us, where you're like, oh, you're on again tonight, or if you're like, oh, God damn it, they're on again tonight. We're where you can turn to either let your anger go or, you know, to come and commiserate with your friends when, you know, it's just all bad. It's just bad. Sports make you feel bad.
Yeah.
What? Sports make you feel bad.
Unless your team wins,
unless
Nick.
They win. So we feel good sometimes.
Yeah.
But not always.
Sports are a lot like life, Nick. For a lot of people, life is full of suffering, and it never ends. But every once in a while,
sweet Jesus,
every once in a while, something good happens, and that goodness can live in your heart forever.
Okay.
As the great Stoic philosopher Seneca the Younger once said,
Jesus.
Life,
too early in the stream.
All of life is slavery.
Just let him say it. He's...
Uh-huh. That's it? There was more to it. That's all I remember off the top of my head.
God damn. All right. So.
That was a wonderful quote,
there was something
that
was supposed to help you.
All of life is slavery. Fantastic.
If you are watching live, please feel free to ask questions and interact with what we're talking about. We'd be more than happy to answer those for you. So, guys, this past weekend there was but one college football game, and it was bad.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. The armed forces... It's awesome that their universities have teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is each of these branches, they have like a certain weight requirement that you have to stay under to remain a part of the academy. And unfortunately, those numbers make it impossible for the linemen, the big fat guys on the line. I don't know why I'm hesitating on cursing like I haven't cursed on this podcast before.
What? Yeah, okay.
I was going to call them big fat fucks. But
I know what you're going to say. But
well, anyway, those guys who are the big dudes who are up.
By the way, they say that themselves. My brother used to say when the illegal, like when there's an illegal man downfield, he used to say, oh, we used to call that fat boy downfield.
I was more upset about calling them F-bombs, I think, than
calling
them fucks, fat.
Not fat.
Yeah, but... yeah, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, the idea here being that those guys are all underweight, so they're not very good at, one, blocking for their quarterback, and two, moving the ball efficiently, which has led to them running a different style of offense. Most of them run the triple option.
Old school.
Old school, which basically entails having your QB, who's a run threat, with like two running backs with him. So it enables them to move the ball. But it's very, it moves the clock very quickly, let's say.
And the other team, if they get people in the backfield and he's like, oh crap, he can pitch it to the other people. That's the option part of the triple option.
Right.
There's also run pass option where you can throw it, maybe.
The throwing is a
rarely throw the ball.
Right. Very few and far between when it comes to this.
Maybe
so
about 80 yards passing per game, which is not a lot.
So yeah, not a lot of offensive fireworks in this game. And then so the other thing about this game is we've seen throughout the entire college football season that refs have been particularly bad. Bad. And in this game, they actually took 8 minutes to review a play that would have netted 2 yards.
Ooh.
8 minutes, staring at the clock for a 2-yard run. The Army Black Knights held a 10-0 lead against the Navy Midshipmen heading to the fourth quarter. It's the 119th time these two teams have met. And, of course, it ends up taking 8 minutes for these guys to go ahead and figure it out. The process of remeasuring took forever because officials couldn't figure out where to place the ball. The people holding the chains had already moved down to the original placement because they thought Army had already gotten the first down. The ball's new location was a few feet behind its original placement, so the new measurement determined that the player, Hopkins Jr., was short of the first down. And what it should have done is give Navy a shot, and instead, nah. That was all she wrote.
The ball.
Now, I'm not here to analyze that game because that game sucked.
I mean, you had two teams running the triple option, so a very slow and methodical, boring football game.
Exactly. Plotting.
I'm not going to lie to you. I fell asleep.
I was going to watch it. I just forgot.
I was like, oh, man, this is the big game. Like, I went and I did all of my errands and stuff, got back in time for the game, and then, yeah, I fell asleep during the...
I mean, I would have probably turned it off at the 8-minute review.
I'll
there
be
was
honest.
A similar review in the Texas in one of the Texas games when Sam Ellinger's helmet came off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
they spent at least 3 minutes reviewing the exact point where his helmet came off.
And
they didn't announce what they were reviewing to the stadium, so everyone in the stadium was getting super pissed off.
Is that the same play that ended up being called back?
Yeah, because it ended up being called back because his helmet fell off when his helmet came off, the ball was slightly behind the line to gain on fourth down. So West Virginia got an advantage by using an illegal hit to rip off his helmet.
Yeah, because that automatically stopped any progression that he had at that point. I remember the argument being at that point, like, well, why don't I just rip off everybody's helmet and call the play dead at that moment?
Yeah, because apparently it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. He has to come out the next play. It's all gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't grab the face mask.
Yeah. Just don't grab the face mask, but if the helmet happens to come off, whatever. Okay, so we're not going to spend a ton of time on that, but college football basically is in this weird limbo stage, right? Like, once the final week that a weekend of college football, which is that championship week, which was a week and a half ago at this point. By the way, we are recording this episode on Tuesday, December, what's today, the 11th?
11th.
2018. And so this Saturday is actually the start of bowl season, guys.
Nice.
Yeah,
now, I know what you're thinking. It's like, there's got to be some high-octane matchups coming up in that, right? Well, not really. Well, so here's the lineup. I'm going to go ahead and run down it here real quick for you. Tulane and Louisiana.
Nope.
Okay. That's the 12:30. There's the 1
Raging
p.m.
Raging Cajuns.
Utah Two teams State. That are just a couple hours apart.
Yep. Utah State and North Texas.
Actually, sure. Those two teams were both pretty hot this year.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how
good
North
records.
Texas
I mean,
yeah.
Sure.
Both their coaches are prime candidates.
Yeah, and then Arizona State, Fresno State's actually an interesting matchup. That one I don't mind at all because Arizona's
a ranked team.
Well, one's ranked, and Arizona cool. State has Herm Edwards, so that's cool. The former coach from the pros who was at ESPN for a long time and now is there. And then later in the afternoon, you've got Georgia Southern versus Eastern Michigan.
Not watching that.
Nice. Middle Tennessee and Appalachian State, excuse me, wrap up the night.
I don't care about that either.
I mean, those teams all had winning records, so there's that.
I mean, sure.
But, you
the
know.
Excitement.
It's football. At this point, I'll take what I can get on a Saturday because it's like, I forget how much the drop-off is of football to no football at all.
Hey, well, during our next podcast, you could be watching the Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh,
in Illinois on Tuesday.
All your live hot takes from the
Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh, we could actually do that. It's just a live episode where we react to it. That'd be kind of fun. You could actually listen to what it's like to watch a game with us. Although when there's a rooting interest on the line, it's very painful.
When it's a Texas game, it's pretty awful.
The other night,
pretty bad. I'm pretty awful.
The other night,
Daryl's an angry guy.
Okay, so the other night, while I had hopped online, and we use a Discord server to talk to each other. It's how we record the podcast, but it's also how we just kind of chat with each other when there's football on or whatever. And so I had the Cowboys game on. And I was just hanging out at my desk right here, and I looked over, and I was like, oh, Daryl's in the Discord. I'm going to go hop in and talk to him. And I hopped in there, and I didn't hear him at first, and I was like, oh, man, did you see that play, Daryl? And he didn't say anything. And all of a sudden, I looked up at the screen, and I was like, oh, that's bullshit, like what I thought about a play. And Daryl's like, that's bullshit. What's he supposed to do? And I was like, oh, man, I totally agree with you, Daryl. Like, Jesus. And then Daryl was like, ah. What'd you think of this other play? Silence. That motherfucker is ignoring me.
Was he actually ignoring you?
No. He had put his headphones down and he didn't know that he'd accidentally popped into the channel. So I could just, for the next 20 minutes, I could hear him slapping the desk and being like, God damn it.
Because no one like joined me for the first half, so I forgot that I was still on.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense.
That's fantastic.
Well, my thought
that
was
call was bullshit, by the way.
He sounded as clear as day, which is why I instantly thought that you had ignored me as opposed
yelling.
To the other way. But yeah, there were a few bad calls in that game. We'll get to that here in a second. So we got the bowls coming up. We're excited for those. I think we should make picks here in a second for them, I think, honestly. The halftime show, gentlemen, at the championship game, the halftime show.
Will be the bands.
Will be... No, sir!
No, they'll perform at the actual stadium.
They'll perform, but... They're going to get to perform with Grammy Award winners. I didn't know they won a Grammy. Imagine Dragons.
Oh, my favorite.
I read this story, Nick. Apparently Imagine Dragons is headlining a halftime telecast and perform from Treasure Island in San Francisco Bay.
Oh, so they're just going to pipe that shit in?
At the actual stadium, the school bands will still perform at halftime of the game.
Oh, so the lucky people at home don't get to watch... children who work their ass off all year long march on the field and figure out like these complicated I don't know. Okay.
Quick marching.
Quick story. Marching band is very difficult.
That's what I hear.
You have to, one, memorize music, two, memorize spots, and be able to do both at the exact same time. Daryl and I have done it. Shut up. We aren't nerds.
Yeah, you are.
Shut up.
Congratulations.
Also, I was the president of the band, and he was the vice president.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's right, Corey.
That's right, Corey. You're dealing with...
What did you do, Corey? You did jack
crap. What was I in? I was in... Quill and Scroll.
What the hell is that?
What foreign language
for,
did you speak?
Journalism. The Journalism Club. Go fuck yourself.
Journalism Club?
You took journalism in college.
I took it as a course, sir.
I did the yearbook in high school and the newspaper.
Oh, and then you went on to make money in a real field.
And then I was in... yeah. Yeah. And then I was in Taffy, which was some... teacher association. I didn't want to be a teacher. My girlfriend at the time was in it. But yeah, I was vice president of Quill. I don't fucking remember. Who gives a shit? I didn't do anything for that club. It was stupid.
You don't even know how to use a quill pen, do you?
No, I don't have the slightest.
Man.
But I did. I did the yearbook and the high school newspaper.
So okay. Well, I didn't know that about you. Interesting.
And then I decided journalism was not for me.
We were all nerds. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of my high school was like ag stuff, so I didn't want to do that.
Ag stuff?
Yeah, we had like a meat market. And
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm really sorry. My mind instantly went to, like, where you go to beat it. Like, I don't...
No, Nick, to buy meat that...
It's where the
Never
chicks
mind.
Go to get the meat.
Get you the, know, yeah.
agricultural
meat
shit.
Market.
Like,
oh, ag. I gotcha. Yeah.
We had a huge ag building for everyone to do ag shit. And we, like, competed in competitions and won national championships in ag shit. And we had a meat market and you could learn how to... Basically, you could... Learn how to be a butcher at my high school.
Oh, man.
Like a 2A high school.
That's pretty hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
2A.
Wow. Rolling
in
the big
bucks.
2A
is a sizing thing in Texas.
Yeah, it is.
If you don't, guys don't know what that
goes
is.
Goes along with your
there's
meat
only
market.
One set of bathrooms in the whole school.
actually, yeah. Actually, that's true. wait, there were two... there was one by the cafeteria, and there was one up front. So, yeah. Daryl caught it. So, a 2A school, my graduating high school like class was 75 people. So, it was pretty small. 2A is pretty small. By comparison, Daryl probably teaches like a 5A or 4A school.
6A.
6A now.
Oh, 6A is a thing now?
6A yeah. is a thing. It started back when I was covering high school football.
Oh. And I was covering high school football.
You know what? I shouldn't talk. That seems like a very nerdy thing to cover now that I think about it.
I went to a backwoods hick ass school.
Sorry, I don't know why.
And we had a band and it was really bad. And I was like, I don't care about that.
No, we had a band that was really good.
Anyways, why is Imagine Dragons performing?
Oh yeah, Imagine Dragons is doing the halftime show.
Did they do the Super Bowl last year, or was that the year before?
I don't think they've done a Super Bowl, have they?
No,
no they did.
What?
They totally did.
What? No.
Imagine Dragons did a Super Bowl.
Really?
Because yeah, no. They got outshined by their guest.
I don't think they did.
I don't remember. Oh, was that Coldplay?
Oh, it's Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay did one. Yeah, they haven't done a Super Bowl. There's no way they did.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I get confused on bands.
Yeah, all these white people.
All these. Damn it, you beat me to the
sort of
line.
Shitty white people bands. it was Coldplay, sorry. Also, apparently Red Hot Chili Peppers did a Super Bowl.
Man. Hopefully they
won't
be...
actually ever watch these shows. I remember, okay, so it was Coldplay, my bad.
Hopefully they won't
Imagine
be
Dragons
radioactive.
Didn't deserve to be a Super Bowl if they did.
Oh, I hate that song so much.
It's not a song they play anymore. They might actually play radio.
Yeah, now they play much worse songs than that.
Yeah, they have all those new songs that ESPN plays all the time. I'm pretty sure Imagine Dragons, their whole concept as a band is to make songs that get to be in car commercials.
And also and the ESPN promos, yeah.
Yeah, just promo songs. That's all they do.
Well, I mean... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Daryl.
Their music is just so lifeless and
terrible.
I can't imagine, you know, picking up my phone and choosing to listen to their music.
Like, you know, when I was in high school, I feel like the equivalent band was like Nickelback, right? The boringest fucking music.
I don't know. That first song they had, what was it called?
Nickelback?
No, it is photo.
No, that was not
that
their
one.
Song.
Not that one. If not like
but
you.
Then, yeah. Yeah, but then you learned that Nickelback could only play the same song over and over again. Because every one of their popular songs was basically the same fucking song.
Oh, yeah, that one song, which would not be allowed to be played ever.
Oh,
today.
You Remind Me, Daryl. Is that what it was
You
called?
Remind Me.
This
that,
is
that
how
song was good.
You Remind
Me. I will.
Isn't that
will
the one where the
that.
Lyric is, I like your pants around your feet. I like the dirt that's on your knees. It was a very...
Like the... Oh, that's like, I know, in one of the verses?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It was a very sexualized
really
song.
My favorite Nickelback song is Photograph because it's so stupid.
This is a conversation that should cease to exist.
Anyways, Imagine Dragons is bad.
It's not that they're bad. It's just that it's not the kind of... I mean, here's the problem. Sports and the music that I feel like they get to play them are two things that don't always intersect. Right? Mm. Like, okay, I'll tell you what. Like, Katy Perry was a weird one, but actually the show was kick-ass.
For what?
For the Super Bowl.
She did a Super
Bowl? Where the hell have you been? Left Shark,
my man! I don't pay
attention
to the halftime shows. Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Left Shark was a part of
Katy Perry. 6 years ago?
It was an important cultural moment, Corey.
Yeah, man.
What was last year? Was Lady Gaga recent?
No.
She did a
Super Bowl? 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. Who's
she
last
did a,
year?
She did a good show. Last year
was... that Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, Christ, dude. I don't remember.
When was Red Hot Chili Peppers? Dude, I don't ever pay attention to this. Half the time, I just miss the fucking halftime show. I don't pay any attention. You guys watch... I mean, Monday Night Football tries to do a weird, like, halftime show. Is that a thing that's happening?
Oh, they have like some random song.
They play like two songs from a person. It's really weird.
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening on Monday Night Raw? Then I watch Monday Night Raw for 5 minutes. Like, this is terrible.
Because you don't want to listen to their shitty halftime show?
I feel
like Imagine Dragons is not like a super... Like, I'm sorry, they're not doing a Super Bowl. College Football Championship, like...
I don't know.
Big hitter.
They've done weird picks before, though, so I guess it's...
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Like
I mean,
last year, what it said last year was Kendrick Lamar. I feel like that's better.
The thing about halftime shows is that it's my time to go to the bathroom and
I don't care about
restock
the
drink, check the grill, make sure everything's good. That's kind of the way I've always viewed it.
Can you imagine a lot of college football players like listening to Imagine Dragons?
White ones.
Okay.
Apparently LeBron does, according to the commercials.
LeBron likes Imagine Dragons?
Well,
yeah.
Cool. Those commercials sure try to set it up like it does. Okay.
Because I bet that Thunder song really gets him pumped up.
I hate that song.
Thunder. Feel
no,
the thunder. And the lightning and the thunder.
Sorry.
And it's such a song to get you pumped up.
The chorus is not bad. It's just the verses to that song that are
thunder,
awful.
The thunder part is boring as shit.
Yeah, but it's better than the... All right, we're just harping on them for no reason.
Natural, right. I guess.
If you like them, you know what? If you like... Whatever you like, just like it. All right?
I don't... I don't dislike Imagine. I've been to an Imagine Dragons concert. I don't dislike Imagine Dragons. My wife really likes Imagine Dragons.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I don't dislike Imagine Dragons. I dislike some of their songs, like Thunder is a bad song.
Oh, yeah, I would never listen to anything. Fine. But no. if you like it.
Like, when Radioactive came out, I liked Radioactive.
Yeah, I liked Radioactive when it came out.
And then they had another song. Like, that album, they had a few songs.
Yeah, that first album was fine. Once upon a time, I missed a Spurs finals playoff game because my wife, who at the time was my girlfriend, had tickets for Mumford & Sons.
Oh, I do like Mumford.
And she wouldn't wait for you, Nick?
God,
God
damn it.
Daryl.
That was good.
Yeah, so we ended up going to that. Now, I think I may have told this story before, so stop me if I have, but I remember I was, like, desperately trying to do a media blackout. I turned off my phone. I avoided the score on the radio. I got home. Amanda checked the score. I was like, don't tell me. I'm going to watch it no matter what. Don't tell me. Spurs lost by 30.
Yep.
You don't want to watch that anyways, man.
Should have just told me.
Should have told me if it was that bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's a... Yeah.
Tell me not to watch it. It's just awful.
Yeah, that was bad.
All I could say, they lost by 30 because you went and watched Mumford and Sons.
No, that was the series that they ended up losing to the Heat also.
Yeah. Oh, that's painful.
Yeah,
I was in Las Vegas when Ray Allen hit that shot.
Oh, God.
The time to three. Play video poker and drink cheap drinks all night.
some would say free drinks at that point.
Free drinks, yeah.
Yeah.
I am playing $1 video blackjack.
They don't give you free drinks for $1 video blackjack last time I checked.
No, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Some sweet shit right there, bro.
If you keep tipping them.
They'll give you free. Oh, okay, sweet.
You tip them, you get free stoof.
Dollar nice. A drink, baby.
I mean, yeah, I'll have drinks are real shitty, I imagine.
I'll have a ginger ale, please.
That's why I just get. I'm just like, I'll take this on the rocks, yo. All right.
Just give me straight whiskey, please. I want to die.
You ginger are listening ale. To Sports oh, MacGuffins, which was recorded live December 11th, Tuesday evening. We're rocking right along talking about college football. Why am I doing this like it's a fucking radio show? We're rocking right along here on the Top 20 Countdown.
You think you're doing a radio show?
You're listening.
Feels like it.
You're listening to 104.5, The Box.
I used to work for a station called The Horn, and Daryl used to be like, Nick, you need more things like this. You're listening to 104.9, The Horn. Wah, wah.
Yeah, nice fog
kind
horn.
Of horn, God dang it.
I know. It was... God damn it.
I like 104.5 The Box, though.
The Box.
Yeah, the Box. 104.5 The Box. You're listening to the Afternoon Crush Hour here on 104.5 The Box.
Getting you home in traffic. You hate traffic. You know, all those stupid sound effects that you play.
Yeah.
And then you like change the where they make it like lower fidelity audio. Well, we're here to help you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But first you got to drop out everything else. With a little bit of a bass rumble behind it.
Yeah.
We're here to help you out.
I mean, in fairness, podcasts are kind of like on-demand talk radio.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Way to bring everything down, Corey. All right, Nick, what's next on the docket?
The Box.
Next on the docket, we're talking about some NFL that went down this weekend. We'll get started with the one that's very near and dear to all of us. How about them Cowboys?
Ow! They did it.
They get a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. That's two wins against that team in their division. And that means that they are looking good for the playoff hunt. In fact, next up, they take on the Colts. All they got to do is win that game, and they have solidified themselves a spot.
Yeah,
the Colts
so
aren't as awful as they were at the beginning of the year.
No, they're actually decent now.
I mean, they beat the Texans.
So those, the what do you call them? The Cowboys have a...
What do you call them?
What do you call them? The Cowboys? So the Cowboys...
If you're an uncreative douchebag, you call them the Cowgirls.
So they've got
a guy who does that. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Essentially got a 3-game lead with 3 games to go.
Oh, yeah?
Because they have the tiebreaker, so all they have to do is either win a game or have Philadelphia lose a game. Or, God forbid, if they lose a game and then the Washington Redskins win 3 games.
Washington Redskins aren't going to win. Who's their quarterback now? Who gives a shit? Some guy they picked up off the street?
Let's see. Colt McCoy got hurt. They were running Mark Sanchez, and now they're looking at a bunch of other options. But everybody is talking about how like they wouldn't give Colin Kaepernick a chance. And I think that's an interesting point. But it's also like the name of this team is the Redskins.
But I thought they decided that was okay back in the day.
But I'm just saying, like, you think Kaepernick would get back into football just to
want to play,
for a team called the Redskins? I doubt it very, very much. So,
sure.
Anyway, the Cowboys get this win, have set themselves up for a pretty good position now. Their defense has been outstanding. Their offense has come along. The Amari Cooper trade. Gentlemen, Amari Cooper went for a first-round draft pick, and everybody said that was a really, really dumb trade at the time. Yeah. And while I was also in the camp like, that's a pretty steep price, I feel like we've actually got something here that was worth it in the end. What do you
finally
think?
Finally got what we were looking for when we didn't re-sign Dez Bryant. Even though we kind of stopped looking for it.
yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's whatever. We don't need Dez Bryant.
We don't know. It'll be receiver by committee, which, we have had a couple of guys come out of nowhere. It'd be decent.
It turned out it was the no TD committee.
Oh. How long have you had that one in your back pocket?
The guffaws.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the itty bitty TD committee. Yes. Delectable. Anyway.
I did go look up who the quarterback for Washington is. Apparently.
Okay, who's
Josh
the current?
Josh Johnson.
Who?
He hasn't started a game since 2011.
Josh who?
Johnson. Very
Josh
generic name.
Johnson.
I do recognize that name.
Did he go to Westlake, Nick? Are you going to call him the best quarterback ever of all time?
No, shut up.
You're such an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know why you want
to. Oh, God.
You know what? Oh, you know what? If we're going to. Okay, you want to talk about quarterbacks from Westlake, Lake Travis? How about the Browns? How about them Browns who are up to. I said them Cowboys.
Let's see.
How about
he was,
the Browns?
Sorry. Yeah.
Who are now up to 5.
They won a game.
Wins.
My God, Nick, your incredible
Everybody
prediction
said
might
I was
come
foolish.
True.
You said I was foolish.
Well, you were, but that's okay.
No, it's not foolish if it ends up being correct. Now, I was foolish to make the bet about the Texans. That was a dumbass decision.
The Texans just lost to the Colts, Nick, so that was impossible.
It was possible. Sorry,
I didn't interrupt you. 6 wins at some point.
Let's see who the Browns got left on this.
Not
this
great
schedule.
Teams. We looked the other week and they did not have a tough schedule. So
they have the
I'm
Bengals.
Thinking they're going to get their 6 wins.
The Bengals without the Broncos have been playing a little bit better lately.
Broncos will probably be fine.
They're going to be playing up there, up in Mile High City. And they're going to be Bengals, who don't have Andy Dalton. And then they have the Ravens. Who now have
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Flacco.
Oh, you know what? It's interesting. They actually had to throw in Robert Griffin III the other day.
Oh, yeah, they did.
On that final play, that drop pass on 4th and like a mile, that was actually Robert Griffin III who was throwing that. And it wasn't a bad pass either.
Oh.
Probably thought he had a better arm.
he can throw it 28 yards or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened when they did that Hail Mary with Andrew Luck, and they put in Jacoby.
Who to what's it?
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett, because Andrew Luck's arm hadn't healed enough
to throw a pass. I forgot they did that. Yeah, it was basically just a decision because they thought he had a better arm than him.
I would say it's possible the Browns win any of these games. So,
Nick, I am going to be rooting against the Browns in each and every one of these games.
You've been rooting against them from the very beginning, I feel like. Ever since I made one, my declaration especially, but ever since they got Mayfield.
Yeah, and it was a setup all along.
I'm going to root for them to get 3 ties.
That would be beautiful.
That would be the greatest.
That would make the best Nick thing, the so thing. Mad. They got you, 3 ties.
They didn't get 6 wins.
You have no idea how pissed off I would be if that actually happened. That
would be pretty amazing.
Would and each game so ended with a missed field goal at the expiration of overtime. That would be great.
Like, the Browns can mathematically still make the playoffs? What the hell is wrong with the world?
Oh, because the Steelers have been sucking.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And they just lost last second to the Raiders of all teams.
Not a good team.
Yep. They went into the black hole and could not escape.
And they were pulled down into it.
Charles Woodson actually called that game. Believe it or not, somebody actually predicted the Raiders to win that game.
Wow.
That's crazy. Oh, is that that? Oh, yeah, that's that gif I posted of the kicker going for a tying field goal and slipping and falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in
Chris
the Pittsburgh.
Boswell, yeah.
Yep.
That was Pittsburgh going for the tie.
Yep. So it was coming down, going for the tie. He goes for the kick. He slips, falls on his butt, hits the ball in between the shoulders of one of the linemen, and it is no good, obviously.
I guess that field was pretty fucked up.
Man.
Speaking of fun finales, Nick, there was another fun finale.
Oh, man, there is one of the best conclusions to a game I've ever seen, and it's something that rarely works, as the Dolphins actually were able to get a last-second win over the Patriots. So, I'm sorry, I keep yawning. Oh, God. The Dolphins get that last-second win, and what happened was they sent out Tannehill on Miami side. He's their quarterback. He went to A&M. He sucks. No, but he's got a good arm normally, but he's recovering from an injury that he had earlier this season, so he hasn't been as good lately, and he certainly hasn't had that kind of power. So, as he gets ready to chuck it, what they expect to chuck down the field, Belichick, who's the coach of the Patriots, in case you didn't know, ends up sending out Rob Gronkowski, who's a tight end. He's very good on the offensive side. Like, he's got great hands. He's big. He's physical. He's strong as hell. And he's tall. Now, you throw him out there, but...
Wait, what? Weren't they on, like, the 30-yard? Wasn't it going to be, like, a 70-yard pass or some shit?
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, like, a lot of guys can do that, but with the injury that he had the way it was, he hadn't recovered enough to the point where he could generate that kind of thing. I think he has, like, a bum leg or something. He can't generate that kind of force to chuck it down the field. So he was able to dump it to one of his guys short, and then he did a lateral to the side, and then they did one of those things where he got loose a little bit. And was there another lateral?
I think there were a couple.
There were a couple of them, and then the last guy who gets his hands on it, like, starts running, and you're like, oh, he maybe has a shot at it. And then he, like, splits the gap between a couple of defenders, runs past it. All he has left is Rob Gronkowski straight ahead of him. He doesn't even really juke him or anything. Rob Gronkowski's just like, oh, and, like, rolls it to the ground. And this guy goes right in for a touchdown, and holy hell, Miami wins. Miracle in Miami. Mm. That's what they're calling it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's amusing. Miami's not
that's
very good.
That's why you try it, because sometimes it works.
I did not know the Dolphins were 7-6. Never mind.
Sometimes you look really, really stupid, and sometimes shit like that just ends up working out somehow.
I mean, you gotta go for something, right?
You gotta stand for something or you fall for anything. Isn't that right, Daryl?
Yeah. You have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. We might see an example of Steph Curry standing up for something later. But we'll get to that later. Don't worry.
Let's see here.
So a lot of people were saying it was dumb. So they put Gronkowski out there because usually if it's a if they're going to bomb it, you put your all-hands team, your best jumpers.
You put your very tall, high-jumping receivers in.
Yeah, to intercept or bat it away.
Usually, Rob Gronkowski is a monster person. So.
Yeah, usually they're told to bat it down.
Don't try to catch it.
Down for safety.
And probably should have put in your tacklers there.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should have put in the actual guys who play defense.
Yeah, Belichick. So take that, Bill Belichick. You don't know anything. You should have listened to me the whole time.
Belichick did admit to being a bit foolish about the whole thing in the end. So he actually admitted to a mistake, which is impressive because I feel like a lot of those guys don't do that. Because
he's Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Bill Belichick. He went. He cried. Wearing all of his Super Bowl rings that night.
Yeah.
And his cut off sleeved hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the Chiefs are still magical. The Kansas City Chiefs are able to do it again. They didn't have a great game, but they were able to march it down in the end. And oh my God, I don't know if you saw this. There was like a fourth and. I want to say it was like fourth and 10 or something. And Mahomes was, like, on the run.
Was it the no-look pass? Or
no, it wasn't the no-look pass. He did a couple of no-look passes, with like, out of basketball, which were amazing. But this one, he was, like, running all the way to the right-hand side, like, towards the out-of-bounds marker. He's being pursued by, like, every single lineman. And he just chucks it down the field. And as you go down the field, Tyreek Hill has, like, come back because he was running basically like a go, like a semi go route, but then he ended up doing a cross, so he ended up crossing the middle of the field. And as he did that, he ended up between a cornerback who was covering him and a safety, and the safety was like playing overhead. And in that moment, he's so quick, he became open in that one hair of a moment, and that's where exactly when the ball hit him. And he was able to keep going, and at that point, he like ran it all the way down to like the 10-yard line. And they were able to come back and win. It was nuts. It was a hell of a play. And the Chiefs are just so good. It's so much fun to watch Patrick Mahomes. And I can't believe he's only like in his first year as a starter.
Yeah. It's weird to see a Texas Tech quarterback doing good things in the NFL.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Unless you count Baker Mayfield.
Baker
Texas Tech.
Mayfield.
Because usually those Texas Tech quarterbacks, they come out of college and do nothing.
Well, that's because they're like running the spread offense in college, and they don't have that, you know. I mean, I'll say this. A lot of people give Andy the Walrus Reed, a lot of shit because he has trouble going and playing these games late in the season, and he usually ends up losing them like in big games. He's kind of like how Big Game Bob became like a parody of himself, except he was always a parody. And so he had that happen, and now you're watching him develop these quarterbacks. And that's something he's always done, right? He's always had like this ability with QBs to like help develop them and move them up. Because remember McNabb in Philadelphia, when they drafted him, everybody hated that pick. They were like, why would you get him? Like, he's not great. He's not accurate. And he helped mold him into a really efficient quarterback. Now, granted, that's when they started running into the issues that they couldn't win the big game. But to get them into the position to even be in those big games was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So what Andy Reid is doing with that team is absolutely amazing. And I'm excited to see they actually end up. Is it them? Yeah. The Chiefs, I think, end up playing the Chargers this week. Is that right?
Yes. They're the Thursday game.
That's a Thursday night game. Weird. So a couple of weeks ago, we had the Cowboys play the Saints, which, I mean, granted, at the time, we were all kind of like, well, the Cowboys are going to get massacred. But it ended up being a really competitive game. Now you've got, like, two of the most high-fly offenses in the league going head-to-head on a Thursday night game. Basically, you might be seeing an AFC Championship preview.
Which is weird, because I didn't even know the Chargers were good.
They're good. They're quiet good, too. It's absolutely
I've never crazy. Seen anything about them, and they're, like, have, like, 9 wins or 8 wins. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they finally got a primetime game last week against the Steelers where they totally came back. I think they were down, what, 20-0 or something like that? And they totally just roared back at the end. And so it sort of woke people up. There's a pretty good team out there in that little soccer stadium.
Yeah, nobody watches the Chargers, so I was unaware that they were good.
The thing that people, I think, don't give enough credit to is Philip Rivers, man, and just how outstanding he has been his entire career.
It's true. He's been good. I mean, he's not, like, overly amazing.
No, he's amazing.
He's, like, top 10.
He's top...
I wouldn't say he's top 5 quarterbacks. Top 10.
In the league right now?
Maybe in the league right now.
Who would you say are the top 5 quarterbacks in the league? You don't have to put them in order, but...
Are you talking to me or talking to
Oh, I guess Brady, I'll leave it open to the floor.
Right, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, maybe Philip Rivers.
Dak Prescott.
Not
no,
Dak
you
Prescott.
Shut up with that Dak Prescott shit.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patty Mahomes, as they call him.
Patty Mahomes, yeah.
No, they don't.
Who else is good? Shit, man, I don't know. Well, maybe Philip Rivers then. Fine.
Pat I think
Mahomes,
you
got Jared Goff, who looked very...
Jared Goff did, like, shit this week, but I wouldn't say Jared Goff is top 5. Jared Goff, just now, I think Jared Goff's having a pretty good year. But
certainly not Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz maybe last year. Matty Ice kind of sucks now. Flacco blows.
Yeah,
people are falling off, man.
He's
Sorry.
Never that good. Roethlisberger is, you know.
Well, Roethlisberger is kind of falling off. He's not a. He's in.
Kirk Cousins isn't quite working out as well as Minnesota would like.
Definitely not. No.
Mitch Trubisky is okay.
Mitch, he's fine.
He's fine.
Chicago is fine.
Chicago's fine. Mariota is fine.
He's not had a great year. Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
It's pretty good.
Good, yeah.
Andrew Luck?
Good. He actually came back pretty good.
I mean, he had a really bad injury, so... I mean,
it was so bad that he couldn't even... He was basically bedridden.
So, he's back now. I think Andrew Luck's playing well.
Yeah, so we'll put Andrew Luck. Let's see.
I mean, consistently over time, Philip Rivers, I guess. Because he's been playing for a while.
Yeah, some people were asking, like, what would have happened if Drew Brees had stayed in
San Diego?
I was like, well, you just
they,
what happens to...
Philip Rivers would be on a different team?
I mean, like, you see, Philip Rivers is a good quarterback who's been there forever. I mean,
Drew Brees would have been fine, and Philip Rivers would have been traded or whatever, gotten rid of.
Yep.
Right? Because they wouldn't have kept paying him a lot of money for nothing. Said they ditched Drew Brees and kept Philip Rivers. So, whatever. Drew Brees, it worked out for both of them, really.
So.
Yeah, okay, maybe top 5. He's on the precipice of top 5, if not top 5.
The precipice.
Fine, Nick.
Of top 5.
He's not the most elite quarterback. He's up there, though.
He's pretty close, dude.
Yeah. Fair. But
I mean.
Not quite.
Like, he's always been absolutely.
I mean, the Chargers, I guess, haven't. Been good for a while.
Yeah, well, he's had to carry.
That's why
them
it's so weird that they're good this year. Like, I didn't even notice.
I think a lot of people didn't notice.
Yeah,
especially because nobody watches those games because they moved to LA.
Because they play in a 30,000 seat arena. That they still
LA?
Had to tarp off sections last year.
Are they staying in LA?
Yeah, they're basically gonna be roomies with the Rams. With the Rams. The Rams own it, but they'll lease it out.
The team people actually go see, the Rams.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Which Sometimes. Is weird, because they're both really good. So I mean, the Rams, arguably better. But the Rams had a shit week.
Yep. They got shut down.
Jared Goff looked like ass. Todd Gurley didn't score a million fantasy points.
Yeah, Todd Gurley, that's really the impressive part. Todd Gurley got completely shut out in that game. So if you were relying on Todd Gurley in your fantasy league to really carry you in the first week of the playoffs, well,
you had a disappointment show up.
That did not happen.
It sure didn't, man.
Although Amari Cooper carried a lot of people to victory.
Oh, also, he helped me. He helped.
Who's the running back for Tennessee? Derrick Henry?
Oh, my God.
Surprise, a million points. Nobody in our leagues played him. He was on the bench. How unfortunate.
200 plus yards, 4 touchdowns.
Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Well, I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are just completely broken at this point.
They're horribly broken. Have they won a game since... they lost every game since winning 3 in a row?
They have won at least one.
They won one other game. Oh, my God.
It was against the Colts 2 weeks ago.
That's right. They did beat the Colts 2 weeks ago.
That's embarrassing.
So I want to say it was against a good team.
And it was. Well, against the, real bad,
man. Well, against a playoff contending team.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that's not good.
They're keeping their opposite world with the Houston Texans. And the Texans lost to the Colts, so. Great job, everyone.
Let's wrapping that this week up. The Raiders won, but they also lose because they end up firing their general manager, Reggie McKenzie, who...
Well, I'm sure it was his fault that they're bad.
No, here's the thing about him.
It's certainly not John Gruden's fault that they're
bad. He's the guy who helped build up that team into, like, a potential playoff power that it was to begin with. And, like, he got Derek Carr, and he helped...
The Raiders?
What? Yeah.
They're a playoff... When were they a playoff power?
I mean, like, to actually compete in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. They actually had, like, what, 4 or 5 people make the Pro Bowl starters?
Yeah, and... they were really good. Well, I mean, like, they had the opportunity to be really good.
Oh, man. That's true. Okay. Cool. Well, they don't anymore.
I mean, they had Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack.
Oh, and Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. And yep. Then, well, I mean, Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper are the difference makers on playoff teams, so it's not like it was their fault that the team was bad.
Well, dude. I mean, totally was their fault. They got traded.
Well, people were instantly, like, still shitting on them. They're like, oh, well, you know, it sucks for them to suck, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what? Like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, they didn't want to be there. Like, they were just there for a payday. It's like, well.
I
wouldn't want to be there either.
Yeah, John Gruden's there. Why the hell would I want to be there?
But you don't want to go play in Las Vegas?
I mean, maybe.
In 2020.
And by the way, the reason why this is bad is because it probably means that John Gruden, the coach, will have more say over signings.
Oh, he is basically assured, like, full power now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually the GM is the one who has to okay all the contracts and do all that stuff. But and the coach gets input, but usually is the GM who does all that. But now John Gruden basically is the GM. So he gets to make all the player personnel choices and run the team.
Now, all these guys...
Currently, the Raiders don't have anywhere to play next year, so that's awesome.
All those guys were playing really nice with each other, too, if you listen to some of their statements there at the end. Like, they were all like, oh, you know, I'm... You know, John and I have always seen eye to eye about this, this, and this. And he's like, oh, you know, me and Reggie have always gotten along about this, this, and this. He's like... I wasn't even a part of the meeting to know that he was getting let go, blah, 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 you know. So a lot of this stuff apparently happened without Gruden's say-so. But, I think, honestly, what we're learning here is that this Davis, because Al Davis was the former owner. His son. I don't even remember his damn first name.
I remember his stupid haircut.
I'm going to call him Andy. Name. Yeah. He's got the same haircut, basically, that Gruden does.
Okay. You're going to call him Andy?
I'm going to call him Andy Davis. That's not his name. Anyway, he's... I think he's just as bad as his dad. In terms of, like... I don't know what his fascination is with John Gruden, but let me tell you something. He better have something pay dividends quick, because otherwise I think their fans are going to revolt. Not that they have a lot of... I don't even know how to describe it with them right now, with their fans, since they're leaving Oakland.
They're leaving Oakland. They're going to go somewhere for a couple years.
No, they start in Las Vegas in 2020. They don't have anywhere to play next year right now.
Yep.
They currently have nowhere to play. So let's figure it out.
Maybe they can just go to L.A. Why not?
That's the thing that I hear a lot of people are doing these days.
And I hear... And I hear Oakland is suing. They're suing the NFL for basically for antitrust, basically shutting them out of their counterproposal.
Uh-huh. The city of Oakland?
Yeah, the city of Oakland.
Oh, okay.
Good for them.
So we'll see what
against
happens.
Against the Raiders and the NFL.
Yeah.
Good. I hate it when a city gets screwed over because... like an owner is like, oh, I want to move to another market because of this.
Yeah, I want to build a $2 billion stadium in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, man. I think it's going to bomb, but we'll see.
The Las Vegas Raiders?
I think the Las Vegas Raiders is going to bomb.
I mean, honestly
if the team
think...
is good, it would be fine.
Maybe. Vegas has a better chance of it being a popular...
Their
LA.
Hockey team did really well, right?
I think it has a way better shot than an LA team because people in LA
don't
if you're in LA, don't take this the wrong way, but they're the worst.
You're an asshole. I'll say like Vegas just got a hockey team. They seem to do really well, and people cared, so maybe it is a thing. Can happen.
No, no. It's easy to like a team when they're, you know, competing.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very easy to be a fan when the weather is fair, my friend.
That's why you got to really respect Browns fans. For continuing to root for an awful team every year.
Suppose so.
Like the Warriors, I will give the Warriors credit. When they were bad, they still packed that building.
That's true.
But there's a lot of fair weather Warriors fans, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, but of course, all those fans that pack the building can't get in there because now all the yuppie scum.
Now all the yuppie turd faces are there.
Yeah, they're buying up all the tickets.
I feel like the Spurs have never had to deal with it because they were never popular enough to like garner that kind of attention.
They've been good for a long time, but they're never a little bit popular.
No, but I'm saying like they've never had like those fake fans. I mean, they've got some fans that are bad, don't get me wrong.
You don't get fans from all over everywhere that suddenly become Spurs fans because you're a small market team.
Right.
Nobody cares about you.
Yeah, I don't have a flood of yuppie scumbags taking over all the season tickets.
I'm sure there's plenty of yuppie scumbags that go watch the University of Texas.
Oh, that is 100%. Even when I was on the station here in town, I would call it out because I would talk about like the mint julep drinkers who sat there and would be, oh, excuse me, son, would you not speak in such a terrible way? And would you sit down so that I can see the kind gentleman playing football?
That's why you got to sit up where Daryl sits with the real people.
Yeah.
No.
The yellers and the angers.
There was a woman who was upset with him the other day.
Daryl?
Yeah, because he was cursing in front of a child. And that's on her for bringing a child to a goddamn football game.
My job to yell at everything. I'm at a fucking football game.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I was actually pretty good that day, but I did swear one time because I bought a bunch of fresh corn dogs, and they were really hot, and I was like trying to hand them to people, and they were looking at me like I was trying to hand them like turds or something. It's like, you take the goddamn corn dogs. They're burning my hands. Like, what? Corn dogs? You told me to get the goddamn corn dogs. Take them.
Take the goddamn corn dogs.
Take the goddamn corn dogs. Oh, that's great.
They hurt so bad.
Oh, man.
But they got really mad at my brother, who was
screaming.
Yeah.
Angrily. Errol's a passionate fan.
And then another time I was sitting with my brother and someone told me, hey, that lady over there is getting upset that you're, swearing a bunch. Personally, I'd tell her to go fuck herself, but...
Why would they tell you that?
Who told you that? Just a random person?
Yeah. My brother knew who he was because those are his seats, so he's talked to that guy.
Okay. That lady over there is getting upset at you. Firstly, I'd go tell her to fuck her. That's amazing.
I do like that guy's attitude.
I mean, if she said
it.
Anything to my face, I'd be like, we're at a fucking football game.
Excuse me, madam,
yourself.
Do you understand what this is? This is an American football game.
We scream and yell obscenities constantly. This is what it is. What the hell are you doing here?
We live in a postmodern hellscape, all right? This is the one avenue for emotional catharsis that we have. All right?
Yeah, Jesus, man.
Damn, that's some deep shit right there, man. Wow. Okay, well, we're already running a little bit longer than I'd hoped we would be at this point.
Nope, we're good.
Real quick,
NBA
I'm just
teams are bad.
Yeah, I'm just gonna real quick just gonna hit a couple of headlines from the NBA. Let's see here. LeBron and Dwayne Wade play their last game head to head. Kind of an interesting moment, but they traded jerseys, which was kind of cool. But I think people still are upset about those two forming the first super team and really continuing to potentially ruin the NBA. Yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
And Nick, they could still meet again if both the Heat and the Lakers make the NBA Finals.
Okay, well, that was the last game they will ever play against one another.
Neither one of those teams is going to make the NBA Finals.
LeBron James ends up with a one-game lead all time when they play head-to-head.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, so he finishes with a win.
Yep.
Great job.
He did it, everyone.
What else happened?
The other thing is, the Warriors aren't worried after they had a run of bad luck. They've won seven straight. No
big
deal.
Warriors are going to win games. Who cares?
And they're getting Draymond Green back.
Yeah.
Yippee.
And they're just waiting to see when Steph's healthy again completely.
Just a piece of shit.
And then.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. The Rockets are not very good. And the Spurs are also not very good. And the best team in Texas is what everybody predicted at the start of the year, the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is what everybody
that's
said.
That's what I thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Dallas Mavericks, best team. Say Texas. Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks, the best
team.
Easy
to call that, Nick. I don't know what you're talking about.
In the state of Texas. Everybody called it from the very beginning. Nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing to see here.
Well, in the beginning, people were like, "Oh, they signed what's his name, DeAndre Jordan," and mm-hmm.
Finally,
finally after after an aborted previous attempt.
Yeah, it was,
which made them change the rules of NBA free agency.
Very good.
And people were like, "Oh, you know, they're just basically just holding that cap space for a year, and then they'll be a player next year," but. They're playing really good.
Yeah.
They're looking great, surprisingly.
I didn't know Dirk Nowitzki still played basketball, but apparently...
He
hasn't played this year yet, but he's going to soon.
Yeah, he has not played very, very much.
So who's their star player now?
Luka Doncic.
Doncic? How do you... Sure.
Luka Doncic.
Oh, when the hell did J.J. Barea go back to the Mavericks? Cool.
Man, I feel like no matter what, he always ends up back there somehow.
This just happens.
He's
so,
coming home.
Good job. Good job, Doncic, Dallas, right. I guess. Doncic?
Doncic.
Doncic.
Don't you know your Slovenian names?
No.
I was pretty sure it's Slovenian, but I didn't want to offend him by saying the wrong one.
Apparently he's 19 years old and he's really good. So there you go.
He's going to dominate for a while. They got a really good player there.
So we can look forward to the Dallas Mavericks being the best team in Texas for a while.
Mm,
Let's do it, boys.
Maybe. I mean, the Spurs are on a 3-game win streak now after tonight.
Maybe they'll figure it out.
They're playing defense.
We'll figure out how to play defense.
We'll see. You know, yeah. Stranger things have happened.
Maybe we'll get a point guard back.
We'll see.
The Spurs are actually on a 3-game winning streak and back to 500, baby.
Yeah.
500, awesome.
I actually thought
the Rockets, I guess.
I thought they were actually doing a lot worse than that. Yeah, and the Rockets, I'll tell you
what.
Well,
they had a really bad stretch where they lost like 3 or 4 games by 30 points in a row. But
yeah, it was real
bad. In a four-game stretch, they lost 3 games by more than 30 points. Each game by more than 30 points.
The Spurs?
Yes. It was bad. It was really bad. One was to the Nuggets. Oh, it was brutal.
I remember the post-game interview after the first one, and it was rough. Yeah, we're not going to let that happen again.
And then it happened 2 more times.
But they've been playing better. They beat the Lakers. They exchanged games with the Lakers, where it was like the exact same game. Really close, and then the Lakers couldn't miss a shot in the fourth quarter, and then they go to San Antonio 2 days later. Same game, except the Spurs can't miss a shot in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, the Rockets won a game, so they're okay.
Now, here's the thing about the Rockets.
Still early in the season, boys. It's fine.
The Rockets really shouldn't have let Trevor Ariza go.
No, they really shouldn't have.
Nope.
Trevor Ariza,
they obviously are much worse without him.
Is a very good player. He is
and
a very
apparently they
good
needed
piece.
Him.
Yes, they do, because first off, if you're going to get rid of a defensive piece like that and you give it up for someone like, Carmelo Anthony, a man who refuses to play defense.
Yep.
Oh, he's not on the team anymore. So.
Oh, I know he's not.
Yep. And the idea was, if they're doing really bad, they can always trade for Jimmy Butler, but that's not on the table anymore, so.
Yeah, he got traded somewhere else.
That's right.
So we shall see what happens with that. Be really embarrassing.
Fix it.
I imagine they'll do something. I'm not sure what that is.
Well,
it would be super embarrassing to go to the NBA Finals and then next year not make the playoffs.
Oh, man.
Well, conference finals.
Yeah, conference finals, sorry.
And then not make the playoffs. That'd be pretty bad.
Yeah. All right,
Conference finals and have in the driver's seat to go to the NBA Finals, then they blew it.
They absolutely should have gone.
Guys, they have PJ Tucker. It'd be all right.
Nice. That's a foundation to build a championship team on.
Nope.
Not to dump on PJ Tucker, but
to dump on him a little
like
bit.
$8 million.
But put a little cold water on him, but not to take a dump on him.
Not too hard, anyways.
All right. Well, let's move.
Friend
on.
Of the show, PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
I don't.
Let's
know
not go
that
sure.
far.
All right, well, let's move on to our final segment, which is going to be Quick Hits, one of our favorites, where we talk about the things from the far side of sports. Oh, wait, this is the one where I have to make sound effects, isn't it?
Yep. You did it.
I don't know if I did that last time, actually.
Are you turning into Donald Duck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So first up, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it when players do this shit. I don't know if they do it just to be funny. Or, like, if it's because they actually believe this stuff.
Maybe Steph Curry is just an idiot.
Steph Curry, yeah. Okay, before I say that, I'm going to say that before this, there was Kyrie Irving jokingly saying about flat Earth, and that the Earth might actually be flat, and that, how do we know? And then he came back later and was like, nah, that's stupid. Nobody said that. Well, Steph Curry... He was on a podcast recently, and they were talking about stuff, and he said that he thought the moon landing never happened.
Yep.
He says that man never reached the moon. He's never set foot on it anyway.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, so he was having a conversation with Andre Iguodala, who was there, and I guess Dan Feldman from NBC Sports. And Curry was like, we ever been to the moon? And apparently a lot of people were like, nope. And then Curry's like, they're going to come get us. I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm.
So while he didn't explicitly say, I don't believe it, and he's just like, I don't think so. And then he went on to talk about how... what did he end up saying? I guess he didn't really go into much detail beyond that. But it's interesting coming right after the landing of the rover, the InSight lander on Mars. Yeah.
Nick, I'm a bit of a moon landing aficionado.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've read books on the subject, mm-hmm. I've watched several documentaries. I've been to the Space Center in Houston and to the Space Center in Cape Kennedy.
I was worried Cape you were going to say I've been to space for a second.
I've been to space.
Stop it.
Just for a weekend, you know, just a little jaunt to space.
Mm.
And the fact that anyone believes there was a conspiracy to not go to the moon and just pretend is absolutely baffling. And the second part of it is it's stupid too. Like, the real story is so interesting and so cool and is backed up by billions of pieces of evidence. There's they're like, nah, they just did it in the studio. That's not even interesting. If you're going to have some sort of crazy conspiracy, at least have it be something interesting. Just like these stupid ancient aliens people.
Like flat Earth. That's interesting.
Like these stupid ancient aliens people. Like, there's no way that they built the pyramids. Well, the pyramids are there, stupid. So obviously there's some kind of way to do it. Like, saying there's no way
them, Daryl. What the hell are you talking about?
It's like, there's no way that bees can fly. Well, they fly, damn it.
I mean, Daryl, aliens helped the Egyptians build the
pyramids. They just came down, stacked some rocks, and left.
Yep. And that was it. We never heard from them again.
And no one in Egypt, a culture that took very meticulous records on stone, never decided to mention that.
Maybe the aliens were cats, Daryl. How do you know?
Yeah. You know the Egyptians, how they like to carve things into granite? Yeah,
never thought, a lot of cats pictures and shit.
Never so thought to mention cats. That people came from the sky and used magical technology to move rocks.
They were alien sentient cats.
And on the space, and on the lunar landing, hundreds of thousands of people worked on that project. And to think that there was a conspiracy that somehow managed to either A, keep all of those people in the, you know, under payroll so they wouldn't say anything for, what, almost 70 years now?
Yep.
And also that, or that there was a small select people that knew that it was fake, yet there were hundreds of thousands of people who were legitimately working on the project. And made all, by all means and measure, all of the things that they made would have done the job.
You're really upset about this.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Everything they made, which they physically made, there's records of them making it. You could have, back in the day, you could have watched the ships make the translunar injection. You could watch that with just a pair of binoculars. The Russians were tracking the same thing. The Russians were building their own craft. Their lander, they tested it. The lander worked, but they could never get the rocket that actually launched the stupid thing up. But
yeah.
So it's like I don't know why people do it. They just want to feel like they're a little smarter than everyone else, but by doing so, they sound so incredibly stupid. Yep. And it's not even cool. The real story is so cool that they just fixed it
Steph Curry did say he got a lot of interesting feedback from some ex-NASA astronauts that I'm planning on having a conversation with. Yeah. So some good is going to come out of this for sure. The fuck does that mean? You're going to learn something, you idiot?
Well, afterwards, NASA was like, hey, we'll give you proof, dude. We'd love for you to come tour the lunar lab at our Johnson Space Center in Houston. Perhaps the next time the Warriors are in town to play the Rockets. We have hundreds of pounds of moon rock stored there, the Apollo mission control. You can see what we did 50 years ago as well as what we're doing now to go back to the moon in the coming years.
Yeah, and the other thing is we had another country that was openly hostile towards us who was monitoring the lunar mission. Don't you think they would have said something?
Yeah, they would have been like, this didn't happen. But they didn't even refute that it happened.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they gave him some grain. What? What?
What the fuck is wrong? Well, after that, Curry said that he's got a lot of interesting feedback from some ex-NASA astronauts that he's planning on having a conversation with, and that some good was going to come out of it, for sure. Yeah.
Like, yeah, hey, this is sure. This is a astronaut, Mark. What's that guy's name? Mark. His name's Mark.
Mark.
This is astronaut Mark.
Sure.
This is Steph Curry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mark.
You're a complete moron. All right.
Yep. You're a complete fucking idiot.
Here's the good that's gonna come out of this. You're gonna retract what you said. Apologize.
You're gonna read a goddamn book.
Yeah.
And
a book. You're not gonna play another game until you read a goddamn
sure?
book.
He went to college for 4 years. I imagine he could read something, but that didn't work for Nick either. So I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
God, shut up.
Wow.
I can read. So yeah, that was.
Nick. That really was... grinds my gear. Sorry.
No, you're perfectly fine. Oh,
I know so much about it. It's like no, it's so dumb.
Okay. Next up on Quick Hits. All right, so this show actually started with us talking about cornhole and cornhole tournaments and things like that.
Yeah.
Fort
of Kings, it's called.
I present to you a friendly cornhole tournament in Georgia that turned into a massive brawl between adults.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Let's see. So they've... In Douglas County, an Atlanta suburb, the Chamber of Commerce was putting on its 7th annual fundraiser to benefit high school students in the county. Apparently, where it messed up was setting a $500 prize. That was apparently too much for people to keep their cool over. A brawl broke out, and punches were thrown. Now, I'm going to play this clip. Just listen to the audio. It is truly glorious. Here we go. Let's see. Oh my god.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
I love the woman.
Get out of here!
Who's just yelling on a loudspeaker.
We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
This is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap. So the story goes... Without a doubt, the best part of the video was that she was yelling the bit about that. Apparently, the debate was over scoring discrepancies. There was an exchange of words over scoring, and that's what caused it. And, sometimes Nick, the sport of kings is the sport of dweebs, isn't it?
Nick, it's a very passionate sport.
Oh, shut
up. Like tennis or basketball. It's all about passion. And sometimes, you know, cooler heads don't prevail. And you're right, Nick. It was too enticing. When you put $500 on the line, everyone is going to put their best cornhole game. They're not going to take any slights.
Everyone wants a cut of the action.
They should have made it like a $100 DSW gift card or something.
They'd love that, too, though. All right. Next up here on Quick Hits. Have you guys been following this Jim Boylan saga in Chicago?
No. Tell me, Nick.
So he's the coach there for the Chicago Bulls. And I guess he, in some form, was... Oh, he's the interim head coach, I should say.
Yeah, because Hoiberg got fired.
Right, because Hoiberg got fired. So he was once a part of the Popovich system in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And so he's been kind of a douchebag to his players. Like, he's tried to take this, like, bad cop, tough guy mentality kind of deal. And so, let's see. Where did it go? Sorry, I lost the damn article. Okay, here we go. So he was left with the task, basically, of jumpstarting this young and, you know, decently talented team. But, I mean, like, they've been kind of listless. They're milling around. They're not doing a ton. So he got the job last week. And by Saturday night, his players were reportedly organizing a mutiny against him. And he basically was yelling at his players about a piss-poor effort. He made them do a bunch of extra practices, making them basically exhausting them before the games were even on. And then once they get destroyed by the Celtics, he pulls his entire starting unit off the floor multiple times. But then he left them on the bench for the entire final 21 minutes of the game. And then he talks shit about them afterwards, where he was saying, "I think your play is embarrassing." And then he said that they would have another grueling practice session on Sunday. And that's when the players were like, well, we'll show up, but we're going to have players-only meetings, and then we'll have meetings with you. And I guess, basically, they're trying to work it out still, but he was trying to pull the, like, well, Popovich does this kind of thing all the time. And it's like, yeah. But the players, I guess, or whoever, was like, yeah, but Popovich also has the respect of his players.
Yeah.
It was like,
and Pop would do that.
Damn.
Pop totally would. If he would totally pull starters and put the backup unit, and the backup unit was playing better, he would just. I saw him sit the starters the whole fourth quarter, and let the second unit out there if they were playing well. But also after the game, he wouldn't
dog berate
them.
I mean, he'd be like, "We just have to." You know,
that was the unit that was playing the best, so I left him out there. He would never say anything negative about his starters. He would just praise the other guys. He wouldn't bury his team.
Pop sends a message in so many ways. Like, he always had these different signals and these different ability to send, like, these mixed messages to his players about what he wanted more. I want some nasty. Or, like, how he has done something where he's, like, talking about embarrassing or something like that. He's like, I didn't see anything from them.
But he doesn't. Berate
but he doesn't. Yeah.
He does it in a very passive aggressively way to the press.
he does. Yes, he doesn't like.
Oh, you want me to say something? I'll say something, and then.
Yeah, Pop very much hates that. So.
But I think one of the veteran players on the team talked down the younger players.
Yes.
Because knew that if that happened, you have a team that's 6-22 and refusing to show up to practice. That is something that's going to stick with those players.
Yeah.
Especially those ones that aren't top tier, the sort of middle tier. Like, and you have a roster spot. It's like your 12th roster spot.
You're
like,
set.
Am I going to use that on a player that doesn't show up to practice when his team is bad? Nah. I can get someone else.
Yeah.
So he managed to talk him down from doing that.
Well, that's good. It's good they were able to do that. Plus, I feel like it saves Jim Boylan a little bit, but it's not looking good for him at this point. I got to say, if you were wanting to lobby something into like a long-term deal as a potential head coach, he didn't play his cards particularly right. All right. Next up here on Quick Hits. Gentlemen, we talked about the Army-Navy game earlier. And we talked about how it was a boring-ass game and wasn't very enjoyable and there was a lot of bad stuff. Let's talk about another bad thing. And we're not a political show. We're not here to talk politics. We're not here to get into any of that. But the President of the United States was there, mm-hmm. and he went out to do the coin flip, right?
Right.
And normally you take it and you flip the coin, right?
With your thumb, right?
Yeah, that's what normal people do.
You basically put your thumb just under your index finger, and you put the coin there, and then you put a little bit of pressure from your index finger to make it so that your thumb has to flick, basically, right? It's a little flick, little flicky flick, little flick. Well, the president walked out, grabbed the coin, and just chucked it into the air. Like, I'm trying. Okay, so I'm watching the replay here. First off, he opened up his arms and like showed it to a bunch of the players, like, "Is this your card?" kind of thing. And then he raised his hand and just flung it. He didn't flick it. He didn't
he threw it straight into the air.
He just if he didn't flip it, he didn't flick it. He didn't do any of that. He just threw it straight into the air. And he opened his hand for some reason. I guess to it looks like he was attempting to throw a disc into the fucking air. And it looks stupid as hell. And then when it landed on the ground, everybody was staring down. And when nobody moved to get it, he pointed directly at it.
The ref leaned over and picked
it up. I mean, the ref was already moving to get it, and he's like, there it is.
God. Yes. And also, by the way, Mr. Trump, who felt the need at this game to make political statements.
Yes. Very odd.
Oh, very good. That's why people want have you at the game.
Yeah, it's exactly what they want you.
So,
yeah. I mean, and they just, that's the coin flip. It didn't even, I don't think it flipped once.
Probably never touched coin money in his life.
Oh, are you sure he doesn't have a coin with his, like, face on it?
Maybe.
He probably does.
It's probably.
Oh, he probably has a full plaque.
Probably a butt plug. All right. And finally, we'll wrap it up with this one. Gentlemen, have you ever been at a game? Now, earlier we were talking about at Longhorns games how we have the mint julep fan, which I think is those haughty totty, too good for you fan. Sit down, you're in my way. But sometimes you are at a game and somebody is standing when there's no need to stand. And everybody else is down. This is we're talking about an NBA game here. It's also NBA is not one of the ones where you normally stand unless it's like a playoff atmosphere or something. Or if it's a certain venue, like for a long time, I know that Oklahoma City, they wouldn't sit until the first points were scored, right?
Yeah.
And
so, a lot of college kids do.
Yeah, a lot of college students do that. And so in between the Nets and the Knicks, one guy who's sitting behind in the second row, a Saturday night game, he's basically courtside, but he's right behind the team's bench. And so one of the assistant coaches, Trayvon Bryant, was standing there. He's 6'9", and he's standing, and the guy behind him is like, well, this is bullshit. Like, I paid for these tickets. I can't see past you. And so he tried, like, one of those little passive-aggressive, like, come on, damn. Then he reached out and pulled the guy by his suit jacket.
Oh.
He gave it a little tug. Nothing happened. Then he reached out, and he did it again. And the guy turned around and was like, don't touch me. So the guy sat back, and like everyone around him was like laughing uncomfortably. But it's like, you don't touch it. Like, you could be like, excuse me, could you get down? Like, but even then, it's like, you're sitting behind the bench, the team bench.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those guys get up and just jump around and stuff. Patty Mills used to get up and snap towels and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to be able to see down past them perfectly. You're literally on the same floor as they are. If you want to see the game, pay for better seats in the center.
I mean, the assistant coach did sit down.
He did.
Totally worked out. And he didn't get kicked out. That guy probably should have got kicked out.
Oh, yeah. Security came up and was like, you want me to do something? You want me to fuck him up? Basically.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it, though, so.
Should have.
No, I don't know about that. But it would have been really fucking funny if the guy.
He probably should have kicked him out for touching a fucking
assistant
coach.
I will say that pulling a guy by his jacket, he looked like a kid, like, tugging at, Mom, where's mommy? Where's mommy? You know, kind of thing.
I mean, the dude that was standing up was like fucking 6'9", so.
Yeah, he could have fucked him up really bad. He was a former NBA player, so former basketball player. So, just remember, folks, just because you can't see, use your words. It's a lesson you should teach your kids. Use your words.
Yeah, you should have grabbed the security guy and said, hey, can you tell that guy to sit down?
Hey, Mr. Security Guy, can you tell that guy to sit the fuck down? Like, who the hell do you think you are, you little bitch?
Well, and also, remember, the people who pay for these seats pay a lot of money, so that usually they are accommodating as much as can be.
Right, because they do want to continue to make a lot of the money that they are making.
Indeed.
These are the people who have all the money.
So that's...
All the money in all the world. The money.
So that's our show. It was live. It was fun. I think it was good. I feel awful having to wear this damn jersey.
Well, that's what you get for your hubris, Nick.
Well, knowing I have to wear it again.
For your blind Austin homerism.
Hmm.
Beautiful.
We got 2 weeks left in our
Austin homerism because you love Baker Mayfield.
We've got 2 weeks left in our fantasy football season.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey and I are at least one of us is guaranteed money.
It's true. Hopefully it's me, but my teams are starting to be awful right when the playoffs started, which is great.
I had two players out at the last second, and I still won my game somehow.
It's true.
Nick?
Mm-hmm?
Oh, one more quick hit for you, Nick.
Sure.
Kawhi Leonard, a reporter went up to Kawhi Leonard and said, Merry Christmas. Can you talk about your favorite Christmas moment? And Kawhi Leonard responded, not right now.
I am Robot Kawhi.
Not right now.
I have no time for your petty human holidays.
Your human holidays. Oh, man. Well,
what's your favorite childhood memory? It's not in the mood.
This weekend, we have we have one of our favorite Christmas traditions. It's our white elephant gift exchange, which Corey, you and your wife have been doing that a long time, right?
Yeah, I guess. shit.
I mean,
since like right after college, maybe.
I think I've been around.
It's been quite a while, yeah.
For about six or seven of them now.
Yeah, it's probably been 8 or 9 years.
Man, that's crazy, man.
It's crazy to think.
So we get together and we do a white elephant gift exchange, and
the price has been increasing.
Yeah.
What is the budget again?
It's also hilarious when you come the first year with garbage. It's great. $30.
I didn't realize I was like a part of the white elephant gift exchange.
You bought a bunch of stuff from like the radio station.
I brought a Bud Light
stuff.
Winner's package, which was like,
it was like
a handheld cooler filled with koozies, sunglasses,
some shitty sunglasses, some wristbands.
Wristbands. I still have those, by the way.
I have a headband. Cooler because I got that gift. A headband. Yeah, that was part of it. I threw away half this stuff.
Brought a god dang used calendars.
Yeah, I think I got those.
That was pretty fucking funny.
And I got a lava lamp, which I think I still have somewhere.
Man, it pissed me off so bad when I opened up those goddamn calendars and they weren't even relevant.
John got a Fushigi 1 year, which is like a ball that's supposed to look like it's floating on your hand.
Yeah, like a metal ball with like a clear rubber around it. So it looks like it's floating.
I want to say I got some like cake mix and a shitty cookbook from Daryl 1 year.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, dump cakes. All right.
Oh, the easy dump cake book.
Desserts.
Yeah. Pretty sure we gave that away.
Desserts. You gave that away.
Yeah.
I gave you the ingredients to make the recipes.
Corey, will there?
Oh, I still have the ingredients.
Will there be football on, Corey?
I mean, if I have anything to say about it.
Corey, just tell your wife that we put football on at my wedding just for you.
Cares. It's true. She probably won't care.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It'll be great. So we'll hopefully have a lot of stories.
It's going to be good.
Someone every year ends up with a bottle of the worst whiskey in the world, which is Early Times.
I did not buy early times this year, although I did buy some alcohol. Not early times.
I need to wrap up my gift with the
Matt usually brings early times. Matt loves early times.
Yeah. We usually end up taking a shot of it. How bad can it be?
I mean, it's in a glass bottle, Nick. What do you want from it?
No, it's plastic. What you talking about?
The 750 is a glass bottle.
Oh, really? Okay.
The giant ass bottle is plastic.
Oh, I didn't know it actually came in a glass bottle. I'll be damned.
I remember it's like $10 for a 750 mil.
One of the years, one of the girls was like, oh, I can tell which ones the guys brought because they're in bags. I was like,
So no, I actually usually wrap mine.
I had my dad, who's our master rapper in the family, and he taught me how to rap.
My dad is also the master rapper. What is up with that?
I don't know. My mom is the one who puts things in the bags, and my dad's the one who wraps up the gifts.
I mean, some things are supposed to go in bags, and some things need to be wrapped, all right?
Just everything can be wrapped.
I feel like it was the other way around. I feel like the women all brought bags.
Yeah. It's possible.
I don't know.
Matt usually puts a bunch of shit in a large box. Do you remember that one time? I think Matt brought some anime porn and comic. Yeah. And then tissues and lotion in a box. I was like, oh my God.
Isn't that one that he had in college where it's like, it's like, it's not even like, oh, it's erotic or anything. No, like one page flip in, bam.
There's porn.
Gay sex.
Yowie. It's called Yowie.
Oh, yeah, Yowie? Holy shit.
It wasn't even like something romantic or something where there's sex in it. No. Smut.
I want to say somebody that probably wouldn't appreciate it got that gift.
Who wound up with it?
I don't know. I don't know who opened it, but it was pretty bad. They didn't end up with it, I think.
I hope.
I thought White Elephant was supposed to be bad gifts. Not necessarily.
It can be. It doesn't have to be. The original version of White Elephant was you would basically take old shit you didn't want and give it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like if you had like an old lamp gifts people or want.
Yeah, there should be some gifts that people want that they compete with.
Yeah, it could be funny or like something cool or like goofy, but
yeah. I try to go mildly funny, but also things people might want.
I feel like Corey has wound up with the thing I brought the last couple of years.
What did I get last year?
You wound up with the Legend of Zelda thing, the book.
Oh, did you bring that?
No, maybe my wife brought that.
I think your wife might have brought that.
Yeah.
Did you get the Codenames Disney?
I did. Yeah, that was a good one. It's probably the best one I've ever wound up with. That and the Mega Man hat.
That was totally awful.
Oh, yeah, you got that Mega Man hat.
You were awful that year? Why?
No, I was awful at that game.
Oh,
bad at Codenames.
Yeah, you and my dad.
Bad at
Codenames. We're like, Dad, you got to remember you're trying to get them to guess as many as possible. And he'd be like,
one clues every time.
And he'd look at it and he'd be like, pink, one. Like, God damn it. And there's three things that are pink.
One of them's probably the death card, too.
Oh, beautiful. Your dad was really bad at Codenames.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Sports MacGuffins and our stream. Thank you so much for listening or watching. Don't forget to tell your friends if you enjoyed this podcast. This episode was a little bit weird. I wasn't paying as much attention as I should have because of the game aspect. So I realized that at a certain point, and I was like, pause. But other than that, we'll be back next week. I also want to start a little bit of a, not a fundraiser, that's a bad way to put it, but like a way of helping to fund the podcast because we're running out of space very quickly and I don't want to delete old episodes. So I might end up running like a little bits campaign on Twitch. So I'll keep you in the loop on that. But again, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. I'll have to wear this damn uni some other time as well.
Damn straight.
And I really want that margarita now for some reason. So
I'll get you, Nick.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you. We should figure that out. All right. Well, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. And we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.